Chosen one, pause, just for a breath, and listen not with the shell of your ears, but with the very essence of your spirit. You didn't stumble here by chance. Destiny, in its infinite wisdom, has aligned this moment with an unparalleled precision, because the supernatural is poised to erupt over your life. You stand now on the precipice of a financial miracle, a sacred transfer of wealth decreed before time itself began. The Lord is raising your head, just as the verses of Psalm 33 declare, preparing you for a purpose that only the truly anointed can bear. Chosen one, this is a divine appointment etched in the annals of prophecy. Open your heart wide, for what God is about to bestow upon you will irrevocably alter the course of everything. Listen intently, for the words I'm about to utter transcend the mundane. They carry a weight, a stirring, a vibration that your spirit has already begun to perceive. Divinity is swirling around you, and heaven is beckoning your attention to a place often overlooked. Your crown, your hair, the very summit of your being. Yet, in the ethereal realm, nothing about you is ordinary. Nothing about you is random happenstance. And today, the Lord is touching the very place where identity, covering, and destiny converge. Chosen one, your crown has weathered trials far exceeding what you've ever dared to vocalize. It has steadfastly endured seasons alongside you, mirroring the resilience of your own heart. I understand this deeply because I've walked those very paths myself. There were days when I awoke burdened by the weight of the world pressing against my mind. Days when I gazed into the mirror and saw not only exhaustion etched upon my face but also a heaviness resting upon my head, alien and unwelcome. You know this feeling, don't you? The world remains silent about it, but heaven speaks volumes. Your hair has borne witness to battles the world never saw, the silent vigils of the night, the anxious stirrings of dawn, the moments you held yourself together with an invisible, unwavering strength. It remained with you when you felt torn asunder, when you felt abandoned and forgotten, when it seemed everything was slipping through your grasp. It thinned when stress consumed your body, dulled when grief obscured your light, tightened when life constricted around you. And yet, chosen one, it endured. It stood as a silent witness, carrying memory, absorbing the storms that raged within you while you steadfastly showed up for the world. When I say heaven is touching your head today, I'm not speaking in abstract metaphor, but from the wellspring of my own lived experience. I recall a moment in my life when I felt spiritually parched and mentally drained. I sat in silence, attempting to pray, but even my thoughts seemed tangled and confused. And then a gentle miracle occurred. A warmth settled over the crown of my head, subtle yet undeniably real. It felt as if invisible hands were smoothing the chaos from my mind. I didn't comprehend then that God was restoring me from the crown downward, but now I recognize that same restoration unfolding within you. Chosen one, heaven is realigning your crown, preparing your life for a divine elevation. This is not mere happenstance. This isn't self-help, but a restoration orchestrated with deliberate intention. God is untangling what was knotted, watering what felt arid, reviving what felt weary. He is touching not only your outward appearance, but also your spiritual temperature, your energetic field, your inner compass. Many fail to grasp the sacred symbolism of the crown, but you, anointed one, are set apart. You carry purpose. You carry a calling, and therefore your crown carries significant weight. Consider Samson. His strength wasn't merely physical, residing in his muscles, but in his consecration. His hair symbolized a covenant, and so does yours. Your crown serves as a visible reminder of an invisible agreement between you and heaven, a testament that what rests upon your head is not shame but glory. Chosen one, hear this. Every strand that fell in seasons past was meticulously counted by heaven. Not one was wasted. Every thinning, every breakage, every moment you felt embarrassed or frustrated by what was happening at the top of your head, none of it disqualified you. It all prepared you. And now, something divine is reversing the tide. The sorrow absorbed into your crown is being lifted. The stress that once tightened your scalp is being unwound. The fatigue that once drained your glow is being replaced with supernatural vitality. Heaven is pouring invisible oil over you, restorative, fragrant, living oil. This is a sacred exchange. Pain for peace, sorrow for praise, anxiety for alignment, brokenness for beauty. Chosen one, this is not about vanity but about identity, about the spiritual mantle God placed upon your life long before you understood its weight. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your crown is an integral part of that wonder. You were crowned with glory, even in seasons when you felt unworthy, and the Lord has not forgotten what he placed upon you. Lift your head today, not through sheer force of will, but through divine revelation, because heaven is touching your crown with purpose, because something divine is happening to your hair, because your transformation has already begun. Chosen one, now that heaven has initiated this touch upon your crown, it's imperative that you understand the profound depth of what's unfolding. This is not merely renewal but a divine intervention. And when God intervenes, nothing remains unchanged. Your crown is becoming a living testimony, a sign to all creation that heaven has entered your story in a fresh, supernatural way. Chosen one, the Lord is sanctifying what the world has deemed ordinary. Your crown may appear as mere hair to others, but in the spirit, it is a symbol, a holy place, a prophetic marker. Some of the most profound transformations begin quietly, invisibly, internally. Before they manifest in your external life, they take root in your crown. Before they shift in your environment, they shift in your mind. Before they overflow in finances, influence, or purpose, they begin where heaven first touches you, at the very top. And make no mistake, you are being touched right now. Let me share a lesson from my own journey. When God begins restoring your crown, it signifies that he is restoring your alignment. I recall a season when everything around me felt disjointed. Opportunities felt misaligned. Conversations felt heavy. And even my reflection seemed disconnected from the person I was becoming. Then, one day, while in prayer, I felt that familiar warmth on my head, that quiet reassurance that something unseen was shifting. Shortly thereafter, my clarity returned. My decisions sharpened, my emotions balanced, and my energy stabilized. It was as if God had untangled something within my spirit, and the rest of my life began to follow suit. Chosen one, that is precisely what is happening for you. Heaven is restoring you from the crown downward. When your crown is touched, your alignment returns. Your vision clears. Your thoughts purify. Your confidence soars. The noise that once cluttered your mind begins to fade into silence. You begin to hear God more distinctly, sense his nudges more intuitively, and recognize his direction more readily. Your crown is not merely cosmetic. It is profoundly spiritual. And because of this, the enemy has relentlessly targeted it. Stress, exhaustion, shame, comparison, emotional strain, spiritual warfare, even physical ailments. These were not coincidences. They were deliberate attacks against the very part of you that carries divine authority. But what heaven is doing now is dismantling every attack, strand by strand, root by root. Chosen one, heaven is enveloping your hair in light, not the light of the sun, not artificial light, but the light of the one who declared, "I am the light of the world." This means that every part of you that once absorbed sorrow is now reflecting glory. Even if it remains unseen by others, heaven sees it. Heaven has proclaimed it. Heaven has declared it. And the supernatural transformation has already begun. Some of you have felt the shift physically. Your scalp feels lighter. Your mind feels calmer. Your sleep feels deeper. Your thoughts feel clearer. Some of you may not yet feel it, but your spirit knows. You sense something awakening, something unfolding, something breathing anew. That is the Holy Spirit working as the stylist of your soul. Chosen one, your crown is drinking from heavenly wells. Your strands are being fortified by spiritual nourishment. Your scalp is receiving a balm not crafted by human hands. This isn't mere imagination but divine impartation. This is divine repair. Heaven is restoring what stress sought to steal and what sorrow attempted to break. And hear me clearly. This renewal is not superficial. It is not merely external. It's not merely about the aesthetic appeal of your hair. It is about what your crown represents. identity, authority, covering, calling. Heaven is lifting shame from your head. Heaviness is dissolving. Old lies are falling away like loose strands. You are entering a new phase, one where your crown begins to flow like living water, where grace moves through your life with ease, where the pressure that once constricted your spirit begins to release. You are not merely growing hair, you are growing wholeness. You are growing identity. You are growing confidence rooted in heaven's truth. And chosen one, your crown is beginning to shine. Not for vanity, not for attention, but for testimony. You survived. You endured. You kept walking when life sought to break you. And now, your crown is rising to declare what your spirit already knows. God is not finished with you. He is just getting started. Chosen one, as this divine work continues, I urge you to pay close attention to something. The transformation occurring within your crown is not merely a sign of healing but a sign of resurrection. Something within you that felt silent, dormant, or forgotten is springing back to life. Heaven isn't merely restoring what was damaged. It is revealing what was always destined. When you examine your life, chosen one, you may not have always perceived glory. You may have witnessed disappointment, delay, or discouragement. You may have navigated seasons where everything seemed to crumble. And truthfully, some of those seasons were reflected in your own reflection. Your crown mirrored stress, your eyes mirrored exhaustion, and your spirit carried a weight unnoticed by others. But hear me, heaven recognized it. Heaven counted it. Heaven responded to it. I can attest from my own journey that the most profound transformations rarely begin where we expect. They begin in the unseen spaces, the hidden places, the quiet corners of the soul, and sometimes they begin with the crown. I recall standing before a mirror one morning, feeling weary from the battles I'd been fighting. I wasn't praying. I wasn't expecting anything spiritual. I was simply trying to breathe, and yet, that was the precise moment heaven whispered to me, I am restoring you from the top. It wasn't poetic, it wasn't dramatic. It was gentle but undeniable. A peace settled over my head like a soft mantle. It felt as if God was smoothing out the pain I couldn't articulate. And suddenly everything made sense. Heaven often begins where the world overlooks, and your crown is one of heaven's favorite places to start. Chosen one, your crown is more than strands of hair. It is a symbolic gateway. The nexus where the mind meets the spirit, where thoughts meet revelation, where identity meets assignment. Many overlook this sacred space because they fail to grasp its spiritual significance. But you, anointed one, are different. You don't merely hear messages. You receive them. They don't simply pass through your ears. They touch your spirit. And heaven is touching your crown for a reason. Your crown holds memories of every season, the joyful and the painful. It remembers the nights you cried silently. It remembers the burdens you carried silently. It remembers the stress that tightened your thoughts and the hope that sustained you. Your hair has lived through seasons alongside your soul. But now the Lord is rewriting those memories. Where there was tension, He is bringing release. Where there was shame, He is bringing honor. Where there was heaviness, He is bringing glory. The divine exchange is not merely symbolic. It is spiritual law. When heaven touches something, it cannot remain unchanged. Chosen one, what once felt tangled is being straightened, not just physically but spiritually. God is bringing order to chaos. He is restoring clarity where confusion sought to dominate. He is reviving the breath within you, the spark within you, the identity within you that life attempted to bury. This is why you may have felt different lately, more aware, more sensitive to the spirit, more alert to changes, more conscious of your thoughts. Your crown is awakening, and with it, your spiritual radar. You are beginning to discern what aligns with your spirit and what drains it. You are beginning to sense what carries peace and what carries disturbance. This is not random. It is refinement. Chosen one, your crown is becoming a symbol of the new chapter God is writing over your life. This chapter is not marked by mere survival but by rebirth. You are stepping into a season where everything about you begins to mirror the resurrection happening within your soul. Your crown is reflecting the light that has returned to your spirit. And even if you don't yet see the full transformation, Heaven sees it. Heaven has already documented it. Heaven has already stamped it with approval. Chosen one, hear this with your whole being. Your crown is not just being restored. It is being reappointed. It is being set apart for purpose, assigned for influence, prepared for elevation. Your hair is becoming a testimony, a symbol, a prophetic sign of what God is doing in you, through you, and for you. This is not the culmination of your transformation, but the genesis. Chosen one, as heaven continues to work through your crown, something profound is unfolding. Something that touches not only your appearance, but your very destiny. Your crown is shifting because your identity is shifting. Your hair is responding to a movement of God that began long before you even realized change was imminent. This is not superficial restoration. It is deep, internal resurrection. Chosen one, listen to me intently. When God initiates the transformation of your crown, he is signaling something profound. A new season is not simply approaching. It has already begun. Your reflection is evolving because your spirit is evolving. Your crown is being renewed because your purpose is being awakened. That heaviness that has weighed upon you for so long is being lifted, strand by strand, thought by thought, layer by layer. And I know you've felt it. Perhaps you've experienced moments lately where you suddenly breathed easier, moments where your thoughts felt lighter, moments where your inner voice whispered, "Something is shifting." Those moments were not random. They were prophetic indicators. Heaven has begun to rearrange the pieces of your life into perfect alignment. I have navigated this path myself, chosen one. I know the sensation when the shift begins. Years ago, I endured a season where everything in my life felt constricted, as if I couldn't catch a spiritual or emotional break. My mind felt overloaded. My emotions were depleted, and even my crown felt heavy. But then something transformed. It began with peace, a quiet peace that settled over my head as if God himself had placed his hand there. From that moment onward, my life began to open again. Decisions became clear, opportunities resurfaced, and my spirit reawakened. That same peace is touching your crown now, chosen one. Sometimes, God restores your crown before he restores your external circumstances. Sometimes he heals the top before he heals the surroundings, because your crown is the genesis of vision, the resting place of clarity, the landing strip for divine instruction. Thus, before he expands your territory, he first strengthens your headspace, your spiritual atmosphere, your internal foundation. This is why your crown is glowing differently, why you feel more grounded yet more expectant. Heaven is preparing you for something you once fervently prayed for but deemed yourself unready to receive. But now your spirit is ready. Now your mind is aligning. Now your crown is rising, chosen one. God is meticulously trimming away what no longer serves your divine purpose. The split ends of old pain, the knots of generational patterns, the dryness of emotional fatigue, the remnants of seasons you have outgrown. These cuts are not losses but liberation. God is removing what would weigh you down in the next chapter of your life. You are being groomed for spiritual elevation. And hear me clearly, this elevation is not solely internal. It will manifest in your external life. It will manifest in your finances, in your relationships, in your decisions, and in your opportunities. But first and foremost, it manifests in your crown. Heaven always initiates from the top. Chosen one, you are beginning to perceive things differently. What once triggered you now flows right through you. What once overwhelmed you now feels insignificant. What once distracted you now loses its power. Do you understand why? Because your crown is aligning with heaven. And when your crown aligns, your spirit becomes unwavering, your discernment sharpens, and your peace becomes immovable. Your hair is not merely growing. Your authority is growing, your confidence is growing, and your spiritual intuition is growing. You are no longer walking as someone merely surviving. You are rising as someone chosen. Heaven is touching every root with purpose. Your crown is responding to light, responding to grace, responding to divine breath. The shift is tangible and it is accelerating. This is why others may begin to notice something different about you. They may not pinpoint the specific change, but they will sense it. They will perceive the calm you exude, they will notice the glow that surrounds you, and they will feel the atmosphere shift when you enter a room. That is the tangible evidence of God's hand resting upon your crown. Your transformation is becoming visible. Chosen one, the Lord has begun a holy renovation within you. Do not fear the shifts, do not cling to old patterns, and do not doubt what you are sensing. Heaven is not merely healing you. Heaven is preparing you. Your crown is becoming the declaration of a new chapter, and this is just the beginning. Chosen one, as this awakening continues to swell within you, I need you to grasp something sacred and profound. Your crown is not simply being restored. It is being transformed into a spiritual gateway, a place where heaven and earth converge, a conduit through which divine instruction flows, a place where identity and destiny merge. Chosen one, your life has entered a new chapter, a season where God is not only healing what was broken, but also revealing what was concealed. This is why your crown feels different, why your spirit feels more alert, and why your dreams, thoughts, and intuition have been shifting. Heaven is activating gifts within you, gifts that were dormant, gifts you didn't know how to access, gifts that awaited divine timing. And that timing is now. Your crown, anointed one, is becoming a receiver, a vessel that catches revelation, direction, and spiritual downloads. You are not imagining the clarity that has been emerging lately, nor are you imagining the sudden insights, the sudden discernment, the sudden knowing in moments that used to confound you. This is the Holy Spirit moving through your crown, whispering truth where fear once resided. I recall when this transpired for me. There was a season when confusion shrouded my mind like a dense fog. I prayed, but the answers seemed distant. I listened, but everything within me felt entangled. It wasn't until God began to restore my crown quietly and gently that clarity returned. Decisions that once overwhelmed me suddenly became obvious. Paths that looked convoluted suddenly straightened, and I felt it, that same peace resting on my head like a mantle. It was heaven opening something profound within me. Chosen one, that same opening is occurring for you. Your crown is awakening because your spiritual authority is awakening. And with this awakening comes something powerful. Discernment, discernment that protects you, discernment that guides you, and discernment that reveals the true intentions of people, opportunities, and environments. This is not paranoia but perception sharpened by heaven. Chosen one, you will begin to feel when something is aligned with your divine purpose and when something is misaligned. Even before you possess the logical explanation, you will innately know when to step forward and when to step back. This is heaven safeguarding your path with wisdom. However, it is not solely discernment that is rising. There is a profound shift in your emotional landscape as well. You may notice a new calm settling within you, even when life attempts to shake you. That is not detachment. That is spiritual grounding. That is your crown anchoring you in divine peace. You are no longer reacting from wounds. You are responding from wisdom. Chosen one, this shift will perplex those who only knew the old version of you. They were familiar with the you who second-guessed yourself, the you who felt responsible for everyone's emotions, the you who carried burdens alone. But now, you are rising as the you God always envisioned. Unwavering, grounded, spiritually awakened, crowned with purpose. Your relationships may begin to shift. Some people may drift away, while others may cling tighter. However, this is not loss but alignment. When God restores your crown, He aligns your connections. Only those who can walk alongside the new version of you will remain. And that's not rejection. That's refinement. Chosen one, let this truth sink deeply into your spirit. Not every hand deserves to touch your crown. Not every voice deserves access to your mind. Not every presence deserves space within your atmosphere. Your crown is holy ground now. Heaven is protective over you. Heaven is filtering your circle. Heaven is removing distractions you were too kind to release. Heaven is closing doors your heart hesitated to shut. You are stepping into a level of purpose where only alignment can thrive. And as your crown rises, so too will your creativity. Ideas will begin to flow effortlessly. Ideas you had previously abandoned. Ideas you doubted. Ideas you felt unworthy to pursue. But now, they return with clarity, with direction, with spiritual breath propelling them forward. Your crown is not merely being healed, it is being inspired. This is why you may find yourself dreaming again, planning again, and imagining again. This is why your spirit is stirring with endless possibilities. Your crown is becoming a conduit through which heaven speaks life into your purpose. Chosen one, you are not merely being restored. You are being revealed. The true you, the called you, the wise you, the unshakable you is emerging. And your crown is announcing that emergence to both heaven and earth. What is stirring within you is not fleeting. It is transformation, it is truth, and it is destiny awakening. And chosen one, heaven is only just getting started. Chosen one, as this divine restoration continues to move through your life, something sacred is beginning to surface, something far deeper than simple healing, something more profound than mere comfort. You are stepping into a shift that touches not only your crown but every layer of your identity. Heaven isn't just about patching you up. It's about reintroducing you to the core of who you truly are. It's about excavating the version of yourself that trauma once buried deep, the version that fear relentlessly silenced, the version that the world, in its limited vision, failed to recognize. That version is now stirring, awakening from a long slumber. In this sacred unfolding, your crown transcends mere symbolism. It transforms into a doorway, a portal leading to profound clarity, unwavering confidence, and the rediscovery of your divine essence. This is why you might experience a newfound awareness bubbling within, a sense that your spirit is stretching, reaching into spaces it once instinctively avoided. You may find yourself in moments where your thoughts feel lighter than air, your emotions remarkably stable, your decisions guided by a deep, intuitive knowing. This isn't mere coincidence. This is alignment, chosen one. What God is orchestrating within you is neither random nor fragile. It's meticulously intentional and deeply fortified. You are being internally repositioned, prepared so that everything external can finally fall into perfect harmony. The healing of your crown signifies the healing of your root, the very foundation of your identity, your worth, your unique purpose. For far too long, you've carried layers of pain that convinced you to shrink, to diminish your true self. Layers that taught you merely to survive instead of courageously rise. Layers that trained you to simply endure instead of dynamically evolve. But now, heaven is gently peeling back those layers, not to expose you to vulnerability, but to reveal the radiant being you were always meant to be. You're not being uncovered to be wounded further. You are being uncovered to be fully recognized. The Lord is resurrecting the you that existed before disappointment reshaped your heart. The you who wholeheartedly believed in limitless possibility. The you who boldly carried vision without apology or reservation. The you who walked with unwavering spiritual authority, even if you lacked the vocabulary to articulate it. That version of you is stepping forward now, gently yet undeniably. And as this authentic version rises, old habits begin to crumble and fall away. Patterns of obsessive overthinking weaken their grip. Cycles of fear gradually lose their power. Emotional triggers fade into a profound silence. You begin to respond to life with a serene calm that even surprises you. You no longer feel the incessant need to justify yourself, defend your worth, or explain the depths of your spirit. A new steadiness is forming within you, one that cannot be shaken by external noise, chaos, or pressure. For the first time in a long time, you are moving in alignment with your true self instead of in resistance. And this alignment is beginning to reshape every facet of your existence. Situations that once felt overwhelming are now approached with remarkable clarity. Relationships that once drained your energy are now revealing their true intentions. Opportunities that once seemed distant are beginning to draw closer, magnetized by the radiant glow of your restored identity. You are entering a season where what rightfully belongs to you will feel drawn to your very presence, not because you relentlessly chase it, but because you have become the version of yourself fully capable of receiving it. Chosen one, heaven is reminding you that your crown carries prophetic weight, a significance that resonates far beyond the surface. This is why every attack on your mind felt deeply personal, why every season of confusion felt heavier than it should. The enemy wasn't after your superficial appearance. He was after your fundamental alignment. Your crown is the receiver of divine instruction, the sacred space where God whispers guidance, vision, discernment, and purpose. A clouded crown results in a clouded life, but a restored crown brings restored sight. This is why you may now sense moments of spontaneous clarity, as though your thoughts are suddenly clicking into perfect alignment. You may receive sudden ideas, insights, or solutions that feel far too precise to be random. You may find yourself understanding things not through logic alone, but through a deep, unwavering knowing. This is spiritual intelligence being reawakened within you, a profound awareness that comes from the Holy Spirit resting gently upon your crown. There was a time in my own journey when I felt mentally foggy, spiritually disconnected, and emotionally drained for reasons I couldn't quite articulate. It felt like walking through a dense haze that stole my clarity and blurred my purpose. But when God began restoring my crown, it was as though someone had wiped the fog from my mind. Ideas that once felt distant arrived with incredible ease. Discernment that had been buried deep came roaring back to life. I understood then that when heaven touches your crown, the entire landscape of your inner world undergoes a radical transformation. Chosen one, that is precisely what is happening to you now. Your crown isn't simply being healed. It's being consecrated, set apart, marked for divine assignment. And with this consecration comes unwavering protection. Not just protection from harm, but protection from misdirection, distractions, and spiritual interference. The oil resting on your head now acts as a powerful barrier. What once reached you with ease will no longer have access. What once entered your mind quickly will now slide off without attachment. Your spirit is becoming guarded in the most holy way. This guardedness is not isolation. It is preservation. When God elevates a chosen one, he first protects their crown. He shields their mental space, their emotional atmosphere, and their spiritual boundaries. He removes unnecessary noise, voices, and draining connections. He separates you from circles that cannot hold the weight of your calling, not because you are inherently better, but because you are becoming. And becoming requires space. Becoming requires silence. Becoming requires separation. Becoming requires alignment with those who carry the same frequency of faith, vision, and intention. Chosen one, you are stepping into a new realm of identity. And this identity carries both softness and strength. Softness that allows profound peace to rest upon you, and strength that allows nothing to pull you away from your divinely ordained path. You will begin to notice that even small moments feel different. Brushing your hair, looking in the mirror, touching your scalp. These moments will begin to feel sacred, as though they remind you of the covenant God has placed on your life. Your crown is becoming a daily reminder that you are chosen, not by circumstance, not by chance, but by divine design. And with this revelation comes a new kind of confidence. Not loud, not boastful, not aggressive, but steady, grounded, bold in its quietness. A confidence born from the deep understanding that you are protected, covered, and guided. A confidence that comes from knowing heaven is moving on your behalf, even when you cannot see it. Chosen one, your crown is alive. It is awakening. It is rising. And now so are you. As you continue walking beneath this divine covering, something extraordinary is happening deep within you. Something quiet. Something profound. Something that cannot be measured by mirrors or explained by human logic. Your crown is entering its next phase of awakening. What started as healing has now become profound revelation. And what began as restoration is now unfolding as authentic identity. Your crown is no longer simply recovering from what broke you. It is rising into what was always written for you. In this sacred moment, the Lord is revealing that your crown is not merely hair, appearance, or something physical. It is a spiritual gateway, a symbolic place where heaven meets earth, a point of alignment where revelation descends, clarity emerges, and purpose takes root. The changes happening within you are not cosmetic. They are covenantal. They are signaling the return of the person God always saw, long before life diluted your brilliance, long before sorrow quieted your voice, long before fear dimmed your confidence. Chosen one, a veil is lifting, and beneath that veil is the version of you that has waited patiently for this moment of unveiling. This version is not timid. It is not wounded. It is not shaped by mere survival. It is shaped by destiny. It is formed from endurance, sculpted by divine hands that refuse to let your story remain unfinished. You are not becoming someone new. You are remembering someone eternal, the one God spoke into existence, the one heaven invested in, the one darkness tried and failed to bury. As this remembrance unfolds, something else is happening around you. The way you perceive life is shifting. Situations that once ignited anxiety now fall silent before you. People who once drained your spirit no longer have access to your energy. The circumstances that once pulled you off balance now find you steady, grounded, unshakable. This is not detachment. It is an evolved form of discernment. Your spirit no longer reacts from wounds. It responds from wisdom. This kind of transformation does not scream. It hums. It vibrates beneath the surface. It shows up in how you breathe, how you think, how you walk. It is subtle but undeniable. It is the maturity of someone who has been touched by grace and now carries a peace that surpasses all explanation. The spirit God placed in you is awakening with newfound strength. A strength that does not roar but reigns. A strength that does not push but holds. A strength that does not break but bends with divine resilience. This is the strength of a chosen one who has survived storms meant to destroy them, the strength of a soul that has been refined, purified, and elevated. And this strength is beginning to reveal itself to others. People around you may sense that something is different, even if they can't articulate it. They may feel drawn to your peace or intimidated by your presence. They may not understand why your eyes look clearer or why your aura feels lighter. They are sensing the glory that now rests upon your crown. They are noticing the divine covering that protects your mind, stabilizes your emotions, and guides your footsteps. Not everyone will interpret this shift correctly. Some will celebrate it, others will distance themselves from it. Some will be inspired by your glow, others will be unsettled by what they cannot name. This is normal, chosen one. Your elevation is a spiritual frequency that not everyone is calibrated to. You are rising into realms that require alignment, and not everyone is willing to rise with you. This is why relationships are shifting, environments are changing, old dynamics are dissolving. These are not losses. They are divine reorganizations. Heaven is pruning your life so that what grows next can grow freely. Every heart that leaves makes room for a heart that honors your calling. Every door that closes clears the path for one built specifically for you. Every separation protects what God is nourishing inside you. As your identity heals, something else heals alongside it, your creativity. Ideas return, inspiration flows, dreams begin to breathe again. You no longer force clarity. Clarity comes naturally. You no longer chase timing. Timing aligns with you. This is what happens when your crown is restored. Your internal compass recalibrates to heaven's rhythm. You stop surviving and begin creating. You stop resisting and begin flowing. You stop hiding and begin rising with intention. Inside this rising, a new kind of self-love begins to form, not the surface-level love that comes and goes, but a deeper spiritual reverence. You treat yourself with gentleness because you finally understand the sacredness of your existence. You speak to yourself with kindness because your soul is tired of cruelty. You honor your emotions, your body, and your mind because you recognize their divine design. You carry yourself differently, not out of pride, but out of awareness that heaven has crowned you and that this crown is eternal. With this crown comes clarity that darkness cannot cloud, confidence that insecurity cannot crumble, and softness that chaos cannot steal. You begin to feel the presence of something holy resting upon you. A presence so steady that even when life becomes loud, it does not shake you. And slowly, without effort, your presence begins to speak before you do. In rooms where no one knows your story, your spirit announces your transformation. In spaces where no one understands your journey, your aura reveals your calling. You walk not as someone hoping to become, but as someone finally aligned with who they were always meant to be. Your crown has risen, chosen one. And now that the oil has touched your head, There is no returning to who you once were. This is not reinvention. This is revelation. You are stepping into the fullness of your inheritance. You are walking in the authority of your anointing. You are embodying the truth heaven whispered over you long before the world named you broken. Your time is not coming. Chosen One, as this divine transformation settles deeper into your being, a new and profound truth is beginning to unfold inside you. The blessing over your crown has not ended. It has only intensified. What began as a gentle touch from heaven has now become a steady, continuous flow of spiritual oil. This oil is not merely symbolic. It is active, living, and intentionally moving through your mind, your emotions, your atmosphere, and even your physical body. Your crown is no longer simply recovering. It is entering into full spiritual activation. Chosen One, you must understand that when heaven marks your crown, it is not for a moment. It is for a mission. And God is not simply decorating your head. He is equipping it. He's clothing your mind in clarity. He's clothing your thoughts in discernment. He's clothing your spirit in peace. He's clothing your identity in confidence. This is why you may have felt a shift recently that you can't quite explain. A sense that something about you feels more grounded, more guided, more guarded. That feeling is the presence of God resting on your crown. Even now, heaven is rejoicing over you, not in a distant, poetic sense, but with real delight, real affection, real intention. You are not being tolerated by heaven. You are being celebrated. There is a joy rising over your life that contradicts every sorrow you've ever survived. You may not realize it, but your crown is glowing in the spirit. It carries an oil that eyes cannot see, yet the atmosphere recognizes. It carries a fragrance that darkness cannot withstand. Wherever you go, your crown announces who you belong to, and Chosen One, you belong to light, not to fear, not to shame, not to the past. You belong to the One who numbers every strand of your hair with care, precision, and love. Your strands, whether long, short, curly, straight, thick, or thin, are now alive with heaven's energy. You can feel it when you breathe. You can sense it when you wake. You can notice it when you step into rooms that used to drain you, yet now you feel protected, strengthened, and spiritually insulated. This shift is not psychological. It is supernatural. In my own walk with God, I remember when this awakening began for me. I would go into environments that once overwhelmed me, noisy places, heavy atmospheres, emotionally crowded spaces. Yet suddenly, I felt untouched by them. It was as though something invisible surrounded my head, shielding me from what once consumed my peace. That was the moment I realized heaven had placed a covering on my crown, a holy barrier that protected my mind, my emotions, and my spirit. I didn't have to fight for peace anymore. Peace fought for me. Chosen One, that same covering is resting on you now. Your crown is being nourished from a well that does not run dry. Where your mind once felt fatigued, it is now receiving fresh energy. Where your thoughts once spiraled, they are now stabilizing. Where your emotions once felt tangled, they are now being aligned with truth. Something deep within you is calming, centering, and becoming unshakable. This is what happens when heaven rewrites your identity. Your reflection has started to shift, not because your features have changed, but because your spirit is shining through. There is a clarity in your eyes that wasn't there before, a steadiness in your expression, and a grace in your presence. You may not see it fully yet, but others will notice. Some will feel comforted by your aura, others will feel unsettled because your elevation challenges their stagnation. But remember this, Chosen One, your crown is not responsible for how others respond to your growth. Your only responsibility is to protect what God has placed on you. Your crown is now holy ground. That means not every conversation deserves to reach your ears, not every emotion deserves to settle in your spirit, and not every presence deserves access to your energy. The oil on your crown demands boundaries, and heaven will help you establish them. People who carry heaviness, fear, or negative intention will find that they can no longer speak into your mind the way they once did. Their words simply won't stick. Their influence simply won't penetrate. Their energy simply won't touch you. Your crown has become spiritually sealed. This sealing is not to isolate you, but to elevate you. You are entering a season where what rests on your head will direct what flows into your life. Opportunities will begin to align with your anointing. Doors will open that match your authority. People will appear who carry the same spiritual frequency. What once felt blocked will begin to move. What once felt impossible will begin to unfold. Your crown is not just glowing. It is guiding your path. Chosen one, you must recognize the significance of this moment. You are stepping into a version of yourself that carries weight in the spirit. You are carrying a radiance that darkness cannot challenge. You are carrying a joy that sorrow cannot steal. You are carrying an oil that will not fade. Every time you lift your eyes to the mirror, may you remember you are looking at a miracle in motion. Your crown is alive. Your purpose is active. Your identity is rising. And heaven is not finished. Heaven is multiplying the glory on your head, preparing you for what comes next. Chosen one, what God has written on your life cannot be erased. Your crown is rising, and so is everything connected to you. Chosen one, as this journey reaches its final movement, you must understand something essential. What is happening to your crown is not a moment. It is a mandate. This transformation is not fleeting, seasonal, or symbolic. It is eternal, structural, and prophetic. Something divine has settled upon your head, and now it is flowing into every aspect of your life. What began as restoration has become revelation. What began as healing has become holy identity. You are not just receiving a renewed crown. You are receiving a renewed path. Heaven is not simply touching your hair. Heaven is rewriting the atmosphere around your life. A shift this profound does not stay in one place. It spills into your decisions, your relationships, your finances, your calling, your creativity, and your sense of purpose. Your crown is becoming a transmitter of divine alignment, guiding you toward the future God crafted for you before you were ever born. Chosen one, listen closely. Your crown has become a signal in the spirit, a sign to heaven that you are ready, a sign to the enemy that you are protected, and a sign to your destiny that it can begin. You may not realize it, but your entire posture is changing. You stand differently because you are different. The heaviness that once weighed your spirit is being replaced with a rising strength. The confusion that once clouded your vision is being replaced with supernatural clarity. Even the way you walk carries a new rhythm, the rhythm of someone who knows they are being led and lifted by God Himself. And as this transformation deepens, heaven begins to reveal the purpose behind it. You were always meant to carry something sacred, something rare, something weighty, something that requires a crown capable of holding revelation, wisdom, and divine instruction. Your hair, your crown, reflects this calling because God uses the physical to mirror the spiritual. You are not just stepping into healing, you are stepping into assignment. There is a reason your crown had to be restored before your next season began. A clouded crown cannot hold vision. A weary crown cannot carry destiny. A wounded crown cannot receive divine instruction. But now your crown is clear. Your mind is steady. Your spirit is open. Your identity is rising. Heaven can finally pour into you what was always meant for you. And chosen one, what is being poured into you now is not small. It is not ordinary. It is not common. You are receiving a supernatural grace, a grace that pulls you into alignment with opportunities that were previously out of reach, a grace that attracts provision, clarity, creativity, and influence, a grace that ushers you into your kairos moment, the moment where divine timing and divine readiness finally meet. This is why you may feel a shift in your desires. Old dreams feel too small. Old fears feel irrelevant. Old doubts feel powerless. Something inside you is expanding because your spirit knows you are stepping into more. This expansion is not ego. It is destiny. It is heaven reminding you that you were not created to live beneath your calling or shrink beneath your potential. Chosen one, your crown is awakening your memory, the memory of who you were before the world taught you to fear your own greatness. And this awakening is beginning to influence how you move. You will find yourself making decisions with unusual confidence. You will feel guided toward paths that once intimidated you. You will begin to sense when to speak, when to be silent, when to move, and when to wait. This is the Holy Spirit leading you gently, intentionally, and purposefully through your crown, your intuition, and your inner knowing. Even your relationship with your reflection will begin to shift. Looking in the mirror will no longer trigger old insecurities. Instead, you will see someone rising, someone radiant, someone marked, someone chosen. Your reflection will begin to remind you not of your past wounds, but of your present worth. You will see evidence of the divine hand moving through every strand, every thought, and every breath. This is not vanity. It is validation. Validation that God did not forget you. Validation that you survived every season meant to break you. Validation that your story is unfolding exactly as heaven intended. Chosen one, your crown is now a living testimony. A testimony that healing is real. A testimony that restoration is possible. A testimony that glory can grow from places that once carried grief. And because your crown is alive, it will not stay silent. Everywhere you go, your presence will speak. Before you say a word, the atmosphere will shift. Before you enter a room, favor will go before you. Before you share your vision, hearts will open to receive it. Your crown is not merely shining. It is signaling that the glory of God is resting upon you. And with this glory comes responsibility. You must protect your crown. You must guard your peace. You must honor your process. You must remain aligned with the voice that restored you. There will be temptations to return to old patterns, old environments, and old identities. But chosen one, you cannot fit into spaces your transformation has outgrown. You cannot shrink into versions of yourself that no longer match your anointing. You cannot bend to atmospheres that refuse to rise. Your calling, it demands elevation, a soaring spirit. Your anointing necessitates boundaries, sacred spaces defined and honored. The crown you bear requires reverence, a deep respect that acknowledges its divine origins and purpose. As you honor these things, as you treat them with the sanctity they deserve, heaven itself will rise to honor you in return. Doors previously locked will swing wide open. Paths once obscured by doubt and uncertainty will straighten before you, illuminated by divine guidance. Provision, like manna from above, will materialize in abundance, fulfilling every need and exceeding every expectation. Relationships, once fractured or misaligned, will harmonize, drawing kindred spirits into your orbit, each contributing to your journey. And your destiny, long dormant, will ignite, accelerating towards its divine fulfillment. This isn't mere optimism, a hopeful wish cast into the wind. This is the unwavering truth of spiritual reality. When God crowns a chosen one, when he places his mark of favor upon you, everything connected to you, every facet of your existence, begins to realign, to shift into divine order, orchestrated by his unseen hand. Chosen one, your crown isn't just rising, ascending momentarily. It is reigniting your entire life, setting ablaze every area that has been dimmed by doubt, fear, or circumstance. Stand tall, a beacon of faith against the darkness. Walk boldly, with the unwavering confidence that comes from knowing you are divinely guided. Move with reverence, acknowledging the sacredness of the path you tread. Move with gratitude, appreciating the blessings that surround you, both seen and unseen. Move with expectation, knowing that the best is yet to come, that God's promises are unfolding in your life with unwavering certainty. Because what is coming next is not merely beautiful, a fleeting moment of joy. It is supernatural, a manifestation of God's power and glory, beyond human comprehension. And now, as you step forward, head held high, with your restored crown gleaming, know this truth deep within your soul. Heaven is not finished. The divine symphony has only just begun. Chosen one, as this message reaches its final breath, let your spirit grasp this profound truth. Everything that has been spoken over your crown, every blessing, every promise, is now active, set into motion by the divine decree. Not symbolic, not merely poetic words of encouragement, but active, moving, breathing, working in the unseen realms to manifest in your reality. Heaven has placed its hand upon your head, a touch of divine power that transforms everything it encounters, and nothing in your life will remain the same. This is the moment where restoration transcends the realm of possibility and becomes tangible reality, where revelation bursts forth into movement, guiding your steps, where your true identity, long hidden, becomes a vibrant expression of your divine purpose, where your crown ceases to be a mere symbol and becomes your calling, the very essence of your being. You are stepping into a divine rhythm now, a cadence orchestrated by the heavens, a harmony between your spirit and God's will, a rhythm your spirit has been longing for, a familiar beat that resonates with your soul's deepest knowing. The atmosphere around you is shifting, the very air crackling with divine energy, because the atmosphere within you has already transformed, cleansed and renewed by the Holy Spirit. You are no longer aligned with fear, shackled by its limiting grip. You are aligned with purpose, empowered by the knowledge of your divine assignment. You are no longer fueled by survival, merely existing from day to day. You are fueled by destiny, propelled forward by the irresistible force of God's plan for your life. You are no longer defined by loss, haunted by the ghosts of the past. You are defined by light, a beacon of hope and inspiration to those around you, a testament to God's transformative power. Chosen one, what rests on your crown is not temporary, a fleeting moment of favor. It is covenant, an unbreakable bond between you and the Almighty, sealed in love and grace. God did not touch your head merely to comfort you, to offer a moment of solace in the midst of your trials. He touched your head to commission you, to anoint you for a specific purpose, to empower you to fulfill your divine calling. You are being sent into your next chapter, equipped and ready to embrace the challenges and opportunities that await, carrying glory, radiating the light of God's presence, carrying peace, a serenity that transcends understanding, carrying authority, the power to overcome obstacles and speak life into every situation, carrying clarity, a laser focus on your divine purpose. And everywhere you go, this covering will speak for you, even when you choose silence, radiating the truth of your identity and purpose. So move forward gently, with compassion and understanding, but confidently, knowing that you are divinely guided. Move forward humbly, recognizing that all you have is a gift from God, but boldly, embracing your power and potential. Move forward softly, with grace and kindness, but with spiritual fire, a passion that burns brightly within you, igniting those around you. Your new season has already begun, the seeds of destiny planted and beginning to sprout. Your divine alignment is already underway, the pieces falling into place according to God's perfect plan. Your crown is already rising, its radiance increasing with each passing moment. And as you continue on this journey, remember this unwavering truth. What God restores, He does not retract. What God crowns, He does not uncrown. What God anoints, He does not abandon. Chosen one, lift your head, breathe deeply, and step forward into the fullness of your destiny. Heaven has marked you, set you apart for a divine purpose. Heaven has covered you, shielding you from harm and surrounding you with love. Heaven has called you, beckoning you to embrace your true identity and fulfill your divine potential. And your crown, your sacred, rising, radiant crown, will testify of this truth everywhere you go, a visible symbol of God's favor and your unwavering faith. Chosen one, as this message comes to a close, let your spirit understand this profound truth. You are not leaving the same way you arrived. The divine touch has irrevocably changed you. Heaven has touched your crown, infusing you with power and purpose, and the divine work that began in you today will continue to unfold with power, with unwavering purpose, and with laser-like precision. You are standing in your kairos moment, the appointed time, the opportune moment where healing transcends the physical and emotional realms and becomes wholeness, encompassing your mind, body, and spirit, where restoration blossoms into revelation, unveiling the mysteries of God's plan for your life, where what was lost is miraculously transformed into supernatural gain, exceeding your wildest dreams. Anointed one, your crown is no longer marked by the weight of yesterday, the burdens of past failures and disappointments. It is carrying the fragrance of freedom, a liberation from the chains of the past, the glow of divine oil, a visible manifestation of God's anointing, and the unmistakable signature of God's hand upon your life, a testament to his unwavering love and guidance. Walk from this moment with your head lifted high, a beacon of hope and inspiration, knowing that you are covered, protected by God's unwavering love, guided, led by his divine wisdom, and aligned with heaven's flow, moving in harmony with his perfect plan. What is moving toward you is not random, not a matter of chance or luck. It is a divine transfer, a supernatural release from the throne room of God, prepared specifically for you, tailored to your unique needs and desires. May peace settle over your mind, a calmness that transcends understanding. May clarity rest upon your thoughts, illuminating your path forward. May strength rise in your spirit, empowering you to overcome every obstacle. And may every step you take be a declaration that you are chosen, appointed, and deeply loved by God, a living testament to his unwavering grace. If this word has awakened something within you, if it has stirred a longing in your soul, feel free to affirm it in the comments with the words, "My crown rises." Let the world know that you are embracing your divine destiny. And if this sacred space resonates with your spirit, if you feel a connection to the message being shared, you are welcome to stay connected, to join this community of believers. So you never miss what heaven continues to release here, the constant stream of blessings and revelations that flow from God's throne, until we meet again. Chosen one, stay blessed, stay covered in God's grace, and remember, your crown is not fading. It is rising, ascending to new heights of glory, reflecting the light of God's love to the world.